And we're coming to the end of the program on Solidarity Breakfast this morning. And we thought that we might go back into the vault and listen to Lisa Sonata. She's from the CFMEU and she was speaking at the International Women's Day Geelong event. The reason for why it's important to think back on what's going on for the CFMEU at the moment is that, of course, with Ben Carroll, the Big Ben, as they like to call him, on the age. hilarious. The first thing that he does is shows his credentials is by saying they're going to have a royal commission into the construction industry.
Yeah, I thought you were going to mention his first press conference where he was at the Airport West Kmart, at the front of Airport West Kmart, and he spoke about his proud credentials working hard in Kmart. And I understand that in his
part... He was an SDA member.
SDA member, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Shivers down your spine. Shivers down your spine.
Yeah.
Anyway, we thought we'd listen to a little bit of a stuff from a previous time and try and remember what things could be like.
But I would like to invite Lisa Sonata up next, who is a fantastic advocate for women and women working in male-dominated industries. And Lisa is a member of the CFMEU and has been women officer there for quite a few years, actually. So please welcome Lisa.
Good morning, sisters and brothers, and happy International Women's Day. Thanks, Christine, for the shout-out, and I particularly want to say thank you to the organising committee to put me on today's agenda. I feel like every time I come here, I come home, because I haven't been here for ages, and there's something about the spirit of union men and women in this hall. And I look up at that banner and, Christine, you remind me, I mean, is that how old it is? I said earlier to Zita that it was 15 years ago, but maybe it's older than that, and I had the privilege of getting that made for the Women's Committee. I too support the previous acknowledgement to country. The CFMEU stands shoulder to shoulder with our Indigenous sisters and brothers in their ongoing struggle for justice. As Zita mentioned, I am the women's officer at the CFMEU. I've been a long time activist in what used to be the BWIU. I think this is my 37th year of continuous union membership in my union. And over that time, I've obviously seen a lot of changes. And so I just wanted to talk specifically about the work that the CFMEU is doing, given the, you know, we're constantly in the press and it's always shit and negative. But I do want to share a few moments with you about the good work that the CFMEU is doing. So as part of my role as Women's Officer, I've got the greatest privilege to develop women skills in unionism and activism. And certainly help them navigate their way through a male-dominated industry, and that obviously has its own challenges. So the CFMEU have been working really solidly with building equality in our industry, and Christine, you're familiar with the work that we're doing with the Building Equity Committee. The state government has been very generous in a number of grants that we have done some good work around women in construction strategies for the next strategy for the next 8 years, as well as procurement policies that really do look at the attraction and retention of women in construction. I just wanted to talk about a few wins, and I know that today, International Women's Day, we need to acknowledge the wins that women are achieving in their unions and in their workplace. And if you don't mind, I'd like to just share a few in the current EBA that was negotiated and settled mid last year. Sanitary products are to be provided by all employers. Now, for some of you, that's probably an already given in your workplace, but certainly not in construction. So we've now got compulsory sanitary products to be provided by the principal contractor on all construction sites for women. And that's a big win. That's been on our agenda for a long time and we finally got it through, as well as appropriate amenities for women. And that might, for some, again, be a given in some workplaces that, you know, you always have female and male toilets, but that certainly hasn't been the case. And the CFMU has spent a few million dollars in challenging a court case a few years back about the right for women to have toilets on construction sites, and that comes with a whole range of other things like sanitary bins and change rooms, which are a given for some women in their workplaces. For the first time ever, we have a genuine job sharing part-time clause, never seen in the construction industry ever. Now, you think about construction work, they are long hours and very rigid, you know, work roles, if you like. So now having permanent part-time clauses in our agreement, that really does open the gates for women who with caring responsibilities, because our industry has very much been difficult to access good work for women who have caring responsibilities, and we're really pleased about that. And we also have a safe and respectful workplace clause that defines gender violence principles and behavioural expectations for all workers. And I'll talk a little bit about that in a moment. We're launching two significant campaigns this year that we believe are going to better the lives of our members, but in particular women. And that's a direct employment campaign, because labour hire in our industry should only be used as supplementary labour, not as, you know, buildings. And we think, and there's many women in here who have probably experienced casualisation and possibly are still, we know that that is insecure work. It provides no long-term solutions for women, especially around retirement. We want women to be employed directly with builders. And you've seen in yesterday's paper, and it's across today, you know, a labour hire on one of the major big builds, and the issues that can exist with that sort of workforce. And these major civil projects that we see happening around the state, most of those builders who have responsibility to build that building don't employ anyone. It's all mainly done through labour hire, which is scourging our industry. So that's a problem, and we understand that we need to do more to get more secure jobs for our members. The second campaign is licensing of trades. We need a more skilled Australia. We need more young people entering into trade occupations in apprenticeships. And this is where my big work is, because I'm a carpenter and joiner by trade, and I have seen many women come and go through our industry because they often come to our industry in unskilled semi-labouring roles. But where we think we can really retain women in our industry is if they are tradeswomen. So that's really our main focus. And what we need to do, the CFMEU aren't licensed trades. So all of those trades that you think about, painting, plastering, bricklaying, carpentry, tiling, etc., they are not licensed. Unlike when we employ an electrician or a plumber, they are licensed trades. You cannot do that work if you're not licensed in that trade. So we really want to pursue the licensing of our industry, because we think we're going to get better quality workers and also better opportunities for young people, and where I see it, better opportunities for women. Well, life's not without its challenges, of course. So there are a few that we're asking, the CFMU women are asking our union to make sure that they work stronger and harder about. And that's certainly rolling out a safe and respectful workplace national program for all construction workers. That's a challenge for us across the states, but we're up for the task. We've already developed a gender violence safe and respectful workplace training package, and it's been rolled out on a number of sites, trialled a number of sites in Queensland and ACT, and we're starting to do that in Victoria, because we recognise that gender violence is a scourge in all industries, and we must address it in construction if we want women to work safely and to stay in our industry, because women do leave as a result of gender violence in our workplaces, and we're not shying away from that. We understand we've got a lot of work to do. Another area that we're working on is a universal parental leave scheme in the construction industry, because unlike most you know, feminised industries, you may have a very solid and strong parental leave provision that is supplemented by the national employment standards. But we recognise that if we want men and women to take on family responsibilities, then we need to work on a universal parental leave scheme within the construction industry that is portable. So that's something that is also on our agenda. And of course, what CFMEU women want and need mostly is our union to return to a democratically elected union, one that is not being run by government-appointed bureaucrats. And for me, that means that when we get back to that place, our challenge is to make sure that we have women elected in all structures of our union, because that's where we're going to have systemic change. So I'm happy to take questions, but that's me. Thank you so much.